Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt State Police and Arcata Police is searching for two HSU students who were involved in a fight last night that left a man with a head injury. The fight occurred in the parking lot of the campus apartments, and the man left the scene in his vehicle before officers arrived to the area. HSU police followed the vehicle and, along with Arcata police, initiated a traffic stop on Gentoli Lane. The victim was then escorted to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Police are looking to interview the two suspects, and they have yet to be found. This morning, Arcata police responded to a robbery that occurred in one of the rooms at the Super 8 Motel on Valley West Boulevard. The female victim was staying in a room with 22-year-old Wesley Nance, who was considered an acquaintance, and two of Nance's friends walked into the room brandishing handguns. All three robbed the victim of cash and other valuables and then fled the area. A county be on the lookout was issued for all three suspects and Nance's vehicle, and about an hour later, Eureka police spotted the vehicle headed south on Broadway. Once enough backup arrived, a traffic stop was conducted on Highway 101 near Scotia. Nance, along with 23-year-old Richard Valdez, were arrested and booked into county jail on various charges. However, the third suspect remains at large. The State Commission on Teacher Credentialing awarded Humboldt State University with a $195,000 grant, which will be used to develop a four-year teacher preparation program for students. $5 million of the $8 million in grant funding has been awarded to 17 of the 23 CSU campuses, funding that will be used to expand the number of teacher candidates earning STEM credentials. Campuses will be able to apply for a second round of funding by next month. The new four-year program will begin admitting students in fall of 2018. The county has now opened the application period for those interested in serving on the Measure Z Advisory Board, and there are four seats available on the board. The positions include the 3rd District Supervisor appointee, two open at-large seats decided by the board, and the Fire Chief Association's appointee. Interested parties need to fill out an application and return it before January 12th. The Citizens Advisory Committee begins meeting in the new year on January 27th. In November, the county animal shelter announced it was in need of funds for the medical care of the animals under its care. The shelter had begun euthanizing due to a lack of space at the facility, and tomorrow residents can help out by attending the shelter's 12th annual open house. A silent auction will be held and raffle items will be available as the shelter raises money for its emergency medical fund, which is managed by Friends for Life Animal Rescue. The open house will run from noon until 4 p.m., and residents can also make donations at Friends for Life. A reminder for county residents that the delinquency date for the first installment of property taxes is due on Monday, December 12th. Because the December 10th delinquency date falls on a Saturday, the deadline rolls over to the next business day. And if you're sending payment by mail, it must be postmarked by December 12th. For more information, you can contact the county tax collector. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that the search for a woman who had gone missing following a single-vehicle traffic accident north of Willits late Saturday night ended with the discovery of her body in about 3 feet of water, 1,000 feet from the crash scene. It was initially believed that 35-year-old Maria Young Falkenberg had fled the scene of the accident and headed to Humboldt County on Saturday, but she made no contact with friends or family, and a formal search was begun by Tuesday after she was declared a missing person. Search and rescue teams from around the region came in to assist, and search teams made the discovery of Young Falkenberg's body at about 9:30 yesterday morning. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine a cause of death.
Thank you, Dan. On Wednesday afternoon, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office conducted the rescue of a woman who went missing after going to pick mushrooms in Hawkins Bar. Rayona Scott left for Hawkins Bar on Tuesday and was supposed to call someone to pick her up that night, but she did not return, prompting her family to call law enforcement Wednesday morning. Law enforcement and search parties were able to find Scott near the Hawkins Creek drainage where she had slipped into, and she was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment of hypothermia. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.